Next question we're gonna do is gonna be Carrie, Carrie Holmes, Holmes, age 28, 39. Today's 9/9. This is a 85-year-old woman, originally from Houston, now lives in Conroe, Texas. She was widowed in 2005. Her son, she's very confused. She's not able to give me any history, any meaningful history today. Period. New paragraph. She's had recent hospitalization and rehab in September, this past September, between the 1st and the 15th of September, with a pneumonia, was treated with antibiotic and steroids. Patient has poor dentition. Yeah, she's lost weight. She has decreased appetite, confusion. Hi. She's not sleeping well. She's weak, and she's lost a lot of weight, period. Family has requested more help at home, and because of her advanced COPD, she wasn't interested in ultrasound. Oh. Why? Oh. Because advanced the COPD, the son has asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved, period. Social, she used to smoke. She quit smoking years ago. Didn't drink alcohol. She's been widowed since 2005. She used to work in a clothing store in Houston, Texas. She has two children. One passed away. Family history. Mom died of MI, doesn't know what dad died of. Review of system as above, surgery, knee surgery, medical problems, COPD, CHF, hypertension, stroke. Patient has been bedbound since 2022. Recent hospitalization earlier in September of this year. Immunization, both flu and pneumonia shot are up to date, along with COVID. Patient's current medication includes Robitussin DM, albuterol inhaler, nebulizer albuterol, 0.25 milligram, it's no O2 at this time, Norvasc 5 milligram, aspirin 81 milligram once a day, Coric 6.25 twice a day, Lasix 40 milligram once a day, thyroid 50 microgram a day, Remeron 15 milligram for appetite stimulant, one a day, Singular 10 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Crestor 5 milligram a day, Trilogy inhaler, one puff twice a day, Tessalon for cough. Period. Review of system, most significant for the weight loss that was mentioned. Weakness, confusion, increased confusion. Patient also has had difficulty walking. She's now pretty much chair-bound. She also has right-sided weakness. She also has edema off and on, has been told she has ascites and fluid in her abdomen in the past because of congestive heart failure. She has poor dentition, doesn't eat very much, and her confusion has been increasing. Her vital signs today is as follows. 82 pulse, 97 temperature, 126 over 66, or 2 Saturn room airs, 90%. Period. Heart, positive swan, positive stew, lungs, fewer bronchi. Abdomen is soft, TMs are slightly red, pushed in pharynx is slightly red, neurological non-focal, poor dentition, no lower extremity shows minimal edema, severe muscle wasting. Number one, COPD, end stage, associated with tachycardia, at times hypoxemia, 9O2 at 90%, needed oxygen, and needs breathing treatments on a regular basis with bronchi and RALS, put bronchi and RALS at both bases. Also CHF, number two, patient has had, apparently has had a low ejection fraction per son, who's very knowledgeable in her mom's medical condition, has had evidence of ascites and pedal edema in the past, protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased appetite. Patient has the ADL dependent bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient was placed on Remeron to help her with the appetite stimulation, but has not been very successful, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux and Protonix. Confusion, advanced stage, COPD, tobacco abuse in the past, period. New paragraph, she uses her nebulizer on a regular basis. At this time, she's not on oxygen, but she definitely could use oxygen with a O2 side of 90% at rest, period. New paragraph, her Coric 6.25 has been controlling her blood pressure, and has diminished, has also helped with the signs of congestive heart failure. Most recently, Peter Gotch is using Trilogy on a regular basis to help with the COPD as well. You need me?
Okay, she's
going to
stay on the
30
minutes QD, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. What is her sugar now?
She
didn't
get a refill
last time. Okay. Next number of patient meets the criteria for palliative and hospice care at home, and we'll have hospice evaluate patients since because of her demise and change in her condition, especially since she had the pneumonia earlier in September of this year. Thank you.